This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
Married at First Sight. What a moment it was last night.
Awkward moment.
Yeah, really awkward. There they were standing on the beach reading their lovely, beautiful poetry messages to each other about, you know, their future together. And turns out that Michelle dumped Jesse.
After Jesse just said, I want to stay together.
Really awkward. Here is a little bit from Married at First Sight last night, guys.
I do want you in my life forever. But not as your partner.
Oh, so dramatic.
As your friend.
Yeah, she dumped him right there live on the beach. So.
Oh, and you see his eyes light up when she said, I want you in my life forever.
Yeah.
And then just like, yeah.
All the colour drained from his face.
It really did.
Yeah. It was inevitable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You could see the whole time that she was struggling to like him.
But you know those people that you can't help it, you don't know why you're in the friend zone? You know, like some people are always in that friend zone because they're obviously so friendly and people love being around them, but they want to get out of the friend. How do you get out of the friend zone?
Yeah. Yeah, the friend zone is a really stupid place to be.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've been in it, Shane.
Yeah, a few times. Yeah.
Oh, Shane-o.
Yeah, the friend zone.
The way you said stupid place
But you're too nice. You wouldn't make any moves.
Yeah, no. Well, I think the way that you know you're in the friend zone, if you go for the pash.
Oh,
and they don't
and
want
then,
to.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Have you tried that?
Yeah, when they go, oh, no.
Oh, then you go, oh, just joking.
No, it's just not jokes, guys.
Oh,
shame. My little heart just broke.
I mean, it happens. You know, people end up in the friend zone. But
how many times has that happened to you?
Yeah, no, not more than 10.
Where you go in for the kiss. Oh, shame.
Sorry, guys. Anyway.
Oh, buddy.
No, it's all right. I don't need sympathy. I'm in a relationship now, so it's all good.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, good. Let's talk, how do you get out of the friend zone?
Don't you just be hotter?
What?
What do you mean?
Are you saying that people in the friend zone aren't good looking?
You're saying only ugly people are in the friend zone.
Dylan Lewis.
What are you doing? Look at you, controversial.
That is horrible.
Shock jock D. Lewis. Jesus changed his chain. All right.
You can't just say that and then yawn.
Yeah, look at him. He's so happy with himself. Look at him. He's giggling. Okay.
I'm hoping you'll say something else and move away from
Let's linger on this for a bit longer. 1324.
I've been in the friend zone, guys, because I'm ugly. I get it.
Nice save.
So you are saying that. That's not true, guys.
Yeah. No, it's not true, guys.
Okay, guys. Let's move on. Poor old Jesse anyway, guys. Doing the rounds this morning, by the way. Sorry, he was on TV before saying that. Nah, he's like, oh, thinking about it. Nah, we should be just friends.
Oh, so now he agrees. Of course he
That's
does.
What you say after
Saving
you dumped
face.
On live TV.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Yeah,
she was never happy with him. He was too short for her. She never liked him.
Yeah, okay, true. Well, anyway, he'll find love, guys. He's a good-looking guy. Right, guys?
Yeah, of course.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
We're talking about friendship indeed, the friend zone. Of course, last night Michelle dumped Jesse on the beach. She just wanted to be in the friend zone. He didn't. Bit awkward. We asked you, how do you get out of the friend zone? And we got a call from Magda. It's on the phone now. Magda, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Have you been in the friend zone before, Magda?
Yeah, I have. I met my partner in high school and we've stopped being friends after, well, we weren't really even friends in high school. And then years and years back, like maybe 7 or 10 years ago, we became friends again and through Facebook, and we started hanging out all the time. And so we became best friends. And then after he was with me through every crappy relationship breakup I ever went through, I decided I'd give him a chance. And now we're married.
Aww.
And we just had our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, that's beautiful, Magda.
Yay.
But it's really good.
So he wanted to get out of that friend zone, didn't he?
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, he was waiting in the wings, patiently waiting because he loved you.
If you're the one in the friend zone, it hurts.
When
you know you're not going to get out of there.
Wish upon a star.
Sam's also on the phone with a story for us. Morning, Sam.
Hi, how you going?
Good.
What's your friend zone story?
Right. Well, we were friends for a very, very long time, and we did what Shane was talking about before. He asked me out, and I totally said, right, if we pash right now and there's chemistry, then the answer's yes. Oh. If there's not, then it's no.
Wow.
And what happened?
There was a lot of pressure. But we pashed and it was awesome. And we've been married 17 years and we have two teenagers, so it's obviously still going awesome.
Oh, Sam, I got goosebumps.
Wow, that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it's all in the pash. So give a pash a go. If there's chemistry, yay. If there's not, no.
And what's the worst that can happen? That's a really good tip.
Exactly.
Good on you, Sam. Great story, guys. Thanks for sharing that.
So you should always pass your friends to see if there's chemistry. Is that right?
No.
Shane?
No, I know where your head's at.
Come here, mate.
No, I know where your head's at.
Come here, buddy.
It's all right, mate.
Come on. I think there could be something.
We've got Risk It to get to, guys.
Give us a kiss.
After the news, guys.
Give us a kiss, mate.
A lot of money. I'm going to move on quickly.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas time.
So call 13 24 10. You can win a prize at the end of.
It is Christmas time. Hayley Pearson, Quizmaster this morning. Dylan Lewis versus myself in a quiz about celebrity injuries.
Because of Ellen hurting her little finger when she was doing a cartwheel.
Classic Ellen. She can't dance that one off.
She sure can't.
Well, Kelly's rang through. Wants me to represent her in the quiz. I'll do that for you, Kelly. Andrea from 90210's rang through.
Andrea.
She would like Dylan to represent her in the quiz. Love the peach pit, guys. Love the peach pit. All right.
Oh,
Andrea.
Wow.
Andrea.
No one says Andrea.
Okay, guys, I need to welcome you to
no
corner.
One says Andrea.
In the rainbow corner this morning, we have Dylan Lewis.
Who is a man that would risk his neck for a brother man?
Dylan Lewis.
That's right. Can you dig it?
And in the off-white corner, we have Shane Lowe.
Everybody.
Every day that the Mergen
Dogs. Yuck.
All right, this is hard, this quiz. That was a bit yuck.
You're yuck.
Okay, question number one.
Oh, yeah,
do you want to practice your buzzers?
Oh, yeah. Shane.
Dylan.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Okay, question number one. Jimmy Fallon had a bad injury to his finger not long ago. What is his famous house band called?
Dylan.
Oh,
the Roots.
That?
The Roots.
No, that was me.
No, it was definitely
that
Shane.
That was definitely me.
No, our producer's pointing at me, so that means that I got
lost,
it.
Get lost, Wool. Roots. No.
Get lost.
No.
I get it.
The Roots. Anymore. The Roots.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it was locked in by Shane.
Well, this is a
question
farce.
Question number two.
An absolute farce again.
You got to be quicker, Dylan.
Yeah, you
no,
really
I
do.
Was quick
just
enough.
Just because you're loud, it doesn't
you
mean you're
cheated.
Quick.
You cheated.
All right, question number two. No fighting. Love.
Oh, no, there's no fighting.
Love. Hugh Jackman injured his face.
Oh, God.
This is an easy one. Entering.
Shane. Yeah. Sydney Opera House.
Oprah Winfrey.
If you just wait your turn, Dylan, you might
Zip
have a
line.
Go with this. That is wrong, Shane.
Wolverine.
That is not the question. Let me finish the question. Hugh Jackman injured his face entering which famous talk show on a zip line at the Sydney Opera House?
Oprah.
Correct.
Thank you.
I mean, okay, that's fine.
2-0, 1-0.
I'll accept that, whatever.
Question number 3.
Who cares? Who cares what you'll accept?
I love how angry we get during the quiz. Okay, there's famous footage of Beyoncé falling downstairs in 2007. Finish this lyric.
Yeah.
I can get another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll... I don't even know this
what
one.
Is that?
What is this song?
Dylan.
Yeah.
He'll be here in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Because I'm a sister.
Is it?
Oh, that was good. Okay.
Come on.
This is yours, Dylan.
Okay.
Jason Derulo broke his neck while performing. It's okay, he's fine now.
Yeah.
Which song of his is named after a brass instrument?
Dylan.
Oh, that's bull.
Trumpets.
That's horse manure.
And the winner of the quiz
that
today.
That is out and out.
What?
Dylan Lewis.
What?
I
mean,
this is I thought you said you were going to let me win.
I lied.
Okay, let's be a gracious winner.
I lied.
There's no such thing.
Like you that. Are the loser.
Andrea, you've won.
Yay.
Well done.
You.
Off to 621 Pilots Entertainment Centre. Well done.
Okay.
You're welcome. Quiz back tomorrow, guys. Tomorrow, Dylan Lewis is taking on Hayley Pearson.
Oh, yuck. Stop, Dylan.
Yeah, I know. It never ends.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
I'm a germaphobe, guys.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of being a germaphobe. A lot of people try to curb my ways and try to just make... A lot of people go, oh, you've got to have germs in your life because it helps build up antibodies. No, I say to this. No, I like being a germaphobe. I like thinking of all the places around the world that I shouldn't touch.
Do you wear
I've
gloves?
I've got a new one. If necessary.
Like those Melbourne Cup gloves when you hold the trophy?
If necessary.
Yeah, the white ones?
Yeah.
Sometimes. I do wear one glove at the gym when I'm working out. But that's to protect my ring. My wedding ring.
Sure.
So there's lots of things to be scared of in the world. Like petrol pumps, when you hold them and you think afterwards,
you think,
how many people who have just scratched themselves and then used that, have not washed their hands, and now those germs are on my hand.
Do you pump your own fuel? Geez, that's a weird sight. I can't even imagine that. Anyway.
I picture you just clicking your fingers. sir, fill up my car.
Here's my latest fear, guys. And I'd love you to get involved, my fellow germophobes, on 13, 24, 10, if you are a germophobe and you would like to warn the rest of us about some other germy places we may not have thought of. My latest one, the Dyson Airblade. All right, now I'm a Dyson fan. I love my Dyson
vacuum cleaner. Hang on, what is a Dyson Airblade?
It's in the public toilets. It's how you dry your hands.
Oh, those things where you put your hands in and up. Up and it, up and down, those ones?
Yeah.
In and up and up and down.
You know.
Just put your hands in there and it's quite noisy and it's efficient. And at first I thought these are the greatest things in the world. It makes your skin go all floppy in the hard wind. And it's quite, and it really is efficient. But I've been thinking probably too much about actually what's going on there. The people who have gone to do the things and then the business and then they wash their hands but not enough and then they put their hands in that thing. There's just bits of germ being blown all over those devices.
Isn't it clean air though?
Yeah, but it may be clean air, but the watery stuff that's flicking off the people's hands who haven't washed their hands enough, that's where all the germs are. Luckily, I played a lot of Operation as a child. Do you remember that game where if you touch the edges, the red nose goes, it lights up? And that's exactly what it's like using a Dyson Airblade. It's all about must not touch
the edge.
Yeah,
you don't touch the side.
If you touch the edge, you've got the germs. You've got to go back and start the process again and clean your hands. Now, I'm suggesting to all you germophobes out there, boycott it. Don't use your pants.
They've invented this purely because of that, because it is a clean way to do it. You don't have to touch anything.
You don't have to touch anything, but people do touch the sides.
But then you don't need to open the door when you leave the toilet.
Well, that's where you hold a wipe, a paper towel.
Yeah.
You hold the paper towel to open the door. Right. Or you stand there and wait until someone else opens the door and then you walk out.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good tip. Geez, you really are a germaphobe, aren't
you?
I mean, it's really gotten to the stage.
It's hard work doing all this thinking about germs, but someone's got to do it and I'm here for you. 13, 24, 10, what's germy that we should avoid?
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Right now, Dylan Lewis is asking for people of his own kind, germophobes, to ring through and share with us the germiest things they can think of.
We need to walk around this planet just being a little bit more paranoid. Kim.
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
Tell us about a germy place we need to think about.
My son, when he buys crisps or chips or whatever you want to call them, like, you know, salt and vinegar from the servo, won't put his hand in the bag once he opens it. He has to use a fork or a disposable fork because he doesn't know how many people that haven't washed their hands and touched outside of the bag.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wow.
That's great. Did he
get that from you being a germaphobe? Is it passed down or he's just born a germaphobe?
Oh, hell no. No, not at all.
And how does it go eating chips with a fork, Kim?
Yeah.
It's quite hard.
He just lifts them out.
Okay, like a skill tester.
Because you think it'll just break as soon as you put the fork in.
Yeah. He's got a very good point, though. If you think about how many people have handled those packets, how many people haven't got that, you've got to think about these things. You've got to worry and be paranoid. You should be more paranoid.
Never thought of that.
Exactly right. We always laugh at him. Yeah.
Well, he'll have the last laugh.
Family, thank you there, Kim. Soraya, good morning.
Hi, morning.
Are you a germaphobe?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God.
What do you do?
Yes.
So I went to boarding school and there were about 150 other kids. So once someone got sick, everyone got sick.
Yuck.
And it was so hard for me. I would just lock myself in my room and isolate myself from the rest of the school and just use so much Glen 20 to the point where one of the girls in my dorm actually took it away from me. And I was so upset. And also, I do use the little piece of paper to open the door once I finish washing my hands.
Thank you.
And but airplanes are just ridiculous.
They're everywhere.
Sit there with my jumper over my face.
Well, someone that uses Glen 20 probably more than you is Dylan Lewis. There you go, right now. The room, this room constantly smells like Glen 20.
But how hygienic is it?
Well, I don't know how good it is for our lungs.
Yeah, lung-wise.
All those chemicals going in our body.
They're not chemicals. It's flowers, isn't it?
Pretty sure it's not flowers.
Glen 20 doesn't contain flowers.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
Thank you, Soraya, for ringing through.
I've never read the ingredients in Glen 20. What is it?
It's flowers. No, it's flowers, yeah. Dandelions and tulips and all that jazz. So
dandelions.
We'll check you run around town, guys.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Will you risk it all?
Nova's Risk It.
There's no risk when you head into Suzuki in the city. Suzuki Swift demos, $14,990 drive away with auto.
Or should I say Kirsty? Hi, Kirsty.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Oh, she's excited.
Well, there's a potential to win a lot of good cold hard cash right here, right now. Kirsty, we've got five envelopes. You have to choose one of them. Which one is it?
Number five, please.
Number five.
Okay. Some of them are heavier than others today. Okay.
Oh. All right. Kirsty.
One of them's very light as well.
Yeah.
What are you looking at buying here with the money, Kirsty?
My daughter turns 5 next month and started school this year, so I'm looking at doing a party with all her new school friends.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, okay. Well, $100 should sort that out, right?
No. Sorry.
No, thanks.
I speak on behalf of Kirsty.
Oh, okay. All right, Kirsty. Okay. All right, I get it. Okay. $160 for your envelope. How about that?
Oh, look at you.
Oh, no, I'll risk it, please.
Kirsty. Kirsty, $190 for your envelope.
Nope, I will
keep risking it, please.
Okay.
Come on, Shari.
Kirsty.
Come on.
$220 for your envelope.
No, thank you. I will risk it.
$270 for your envelope.
$270?
Wow.
Nope, I will risk it.
That's a lot of party food.
Yeah, it is, but it could be under $10 still.
Yeah, well, that will buy me lunch anyway.
True. $290.
Oh.
From envelope 5, Kirsty.
Such a tease, Shane.
No, I will stick to it and risk it, please.
Is that your best offer, Shane?
$300 for envelope 5. That's cash in hand, Kirsty. You know you're getting that.
That's nice.
Yeah. Nope, I like the game. I'm going to risk it.
Wow. Okay. That's it, Shane?
Wow. Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay.
You said no to a cash offer.
Kirsty.
To open envelope 5 and find out.
You know how expensive kids' parties can be.
Here we go.
Okay. Kirsty.
Yeah.
You've just won $2,000.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You won $2,000!
What the?
Whoa. Thank you!
Oh my God, that is the best kids' party ever!
Oh my God! Best mum of the year!
Oh my God!
Oh, I'm like crying!
Me too!
Congratulations, it's all yours!
Thank you!
Well done, Kirsty!
Thank you so much!
Okay,
$2,000.
Thank you, Suzuki in the City, as well, guys.
Thank you, Suzuki in the City.
Risk
it. Legends.
Back tomorrow, guys. Make sure to ring through and get yourself some money. I know, it's amazing.
$2,000,
anyway, join us at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning at the crack at Risk It for you.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
I'm so excited with what we're about to do. Okay, if you're listening to Nova right now, we would love you to take part in this. Every single person in South Australia can do this right now.
Yes.
At 8:21 this morning, which is in a minute and a half.
Yes.
We want you to take a photo of wherever you are. It can be a selfie, it can be on the side of the road, in your kitchen, of your coffee cup. Whatever you're doing,
yes,
and post it on social media using a hashtag.
Hashtag Nova Snapshot. Hashtag Nova Snapshot.
Because we want to know, like, you know that we're in a studio, but we want to know what you're doing and living your life and where you are at 8:21 in the morning.
Yeah.
Could be handy market research too.
Yeah.
But that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it so we can all feel united as one.
Yeah. So we can all see what each other's doing and we can talk about where you are.
Yes.
If you're on a farm.
Yep.
On your veranda.
If you're a passenger in a car.
Yes, good.
Not if you're driving the car unless you've pulled over.
Yes. Pull over. It's worth it.
Just 45 seconds.
Yeah, if you just drop the kids at school and they're out of the car and they're ready to go, take a photo of them before they head into school, yep. You know? That kind of stuff.
So get on Instagram, post it on your Instagram and use the hashtag Nova Snapshot or do it on Facebook or Twitter, whatever social media you're on, and then we can share it and we'll feel like we're one big family.
30 seconds.
Okay,
30
we're going to do it all in here, so we'll all take a photo of what we're doing right now as well.
At 8:21. Yes. To be at 8:21.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So we're about to do this. So if you are driving, pull over nicely. Don't cut in front of anybody or anything.
Thanks.
Yep.
Get your phones ready and call us if you want, and you can be on the phone while we take the photo.
Hashtag Nova Snapshot. That's the hashtag.
10 seconds.
Are we ready, guys?
Okay.
Here we go. Let's start it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go! Photo. Good?
Now? Oh, I look ugly in this photo. Hang on. Let me do another one.
Yeah, I need to redo mine, I think.
Okay, now get on social media, post it, do the hashtag Nova Snapshot.
Yes. All right, we'll come back. Oh, you're right, mate? It's Dylan's
sorry.
Still going
for his. Sorry. Mine's elaborate.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
This is so cool.
Yeah, some really good ones. Let's go through some. So what do we got there? Hayley Pearson?
Open for winter. Just posted a really delicious bowl of vanilla bean oats. Looking over the city, having their morning brekkie.
How nice.
There's lots of people driving to school.
Yes.
Lucy Reynolds. Looks like a whole kind of school doing some kind of gym routine
there. Where's that?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then it looks like a girl's, obviously she's pulled over, but it looks like her mum is in the back of the car and she's driving to school.
Yes.
With a little snap, a little funny nose thing she's put on her nose.
Funny nose.
Jack Summers is going past North Point Toyota. So thanks for taking that photo, Jack.
That's good.
Oh, look.
So
Lauren's
cool.
Put one on that has the time on it, so it does say 8:21.
Oh, good.
That's clever. Oh, Lisa's doing her makeups.
Oh, good one, Lisa. You look great this morning.
Looking fantastic.
Brun_Sun is just driving past the town hall.
Shauna Lee looks like she's driven off road and now she's driving somewhere country. So
yeah, maybe she's lost. You need some help? Call us.
Right, Shauna Lee.
Look, G Fresh Spices have posted one of brownies.
Oh, hello.
Is that a brownie for breakfast?
Yeah. Never too early for brownies, is it?
Oh, cinnamon. Oh, G Fresh Cinnamon, you brownies. Good one, G Fresh Cinnamon. That's awesome.
Thank you, everybody, for doing this. We're going to go through them all. We're getting a lot of photos. We'll keep going through them all and maybe
this is awesome.
As we go along this
morning.
We're
all united.
Coming, guys. This is awesome.
Hashtag...
Oh, there's dogs kissing. Look at the dogs kissing. There's dogs kissing.
Hashtag Nova Snapshot, all right? Upload it to your social media this morning and we will have a look through some more as we go along this morning.
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.